This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Home values around Colorado are mostly stable, yet some homeowners could still see a bump in their property tax bills. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
State lawmakers have monkeyed around with property taxes a lot in recent years, granting different temporary discounts to ease the shock of sharp increases to property values during the pandemic. Now the property market is finally cooling off, and so are those discounts. Property tax rates are set to go back up, and a typical homeowner could see their bill increase by a few $100, even if their home hasn't gotten more valuable. The state legislature did lower permanent property tax rates, which prevented tax bills from rising even higher next year. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
Whether Colorado actually gets a professional women's soccer team could hinge on a Denver City Council vote tonight. The proposed investment is one of the largest for women's soccer in the world. It would combine private and local taxpayer dollars. Denverite's Paolo Chalcita reports council members would need to approve the city's spending on this deal.
Owners have identified an area near I-25 and Broadway in Denver's Baker neighborhood with plans to build a 14,000-seat stadium. Officials have said construction on the new stadium will cost up to $200 million. The team's investors would pay for that. That's on top of a world record-breaking fee they paid to secure the rights to the team. The city of Denver is proposing to chip in $70 million to buy the land for the stadium and make infrastructure improvements around it.
Denverite's Paolo Chalcita. If approved, the team plans to play at a temporary stadium in Centennial starting next year until the Denver one is built. This is CPR News. As we move into mid-May and school kids are getting eager for summer break, they're getting a little preview of that summer weather this week. Highs in the 80s along the Front Range. In the Central Mountains near Vail and Aspen, highs in the low 70s today.